Morning all, welcome to the 67th Fendrian podcast, which this week is our Tour de France, what should we call it, Tour de France special. Last week we talked a little bit about who we felt the runners and riders would be, but this week we're just going to do a little bit about what we think would make an ideal Tour de France, because there's been a lot of criticism of this year's race route, the lack of, you know, true summit finishes, the feeling that there's a lot of, you know, kind of Baradeur stages rather than truly, you know, Alpine or Pyrenean proper mountain stages. You know, the fact that it's not got loads of time trial kilometres, but the time trial kilometres that it does have will be particularly grueling and will be particularly decisive for the outcome of the race, it is felt. So, yeah, we wanted to talk about how we felt a proper Tour de France route around the hexagon should look. And the first thing that we kind of sat and thought about was whether or not that ideal tour would actually be solely concentrated within France. And I think some of the best Tour de France routes, you know, you think of Yorkshire, you think of the Utrecht a couple of years ago, you know, you can even think a bit longer back to the 89 tour from Luxembourg, 92, the tour of, you know, the EEC forming and the single market and currency and all of those sort of things. So it's difficult to say, but for us there is an element of the Tour de France that exists outside of France. If you can say that as if that's actually a sentence or as a reasonable statement. So, you know, we would go for a start in Luxembourg. There we go. So we'd start our tour in Luxembourg, and the simple reason there, and it's almost like the start in Dusseldorf this year, because it gives you a couple of routes. Then you can, you know, realistically go to the Ardennes and take in a little bit of classic country early on. We've had tours that have. I've gone to Spa in the early days and the Mois de Huy. So you've got options. You've got options there, certainly. Also, you could get to the Flemish cobbles or the cobbles of northern France. So you've got great opportunities for good racing and the classic specialists to get into that tour early on. And you've also, from there, got the opportunity to even take some early mountains in the Jura. So for us, a start there gives you options to get around almost kind of along the top of France. So you're going to be doing almost like a lap and a bit in the 3 weeks, really. From there, we would, mainly because we like Brittany and Normandy, we'd take in stuff like the Mont Saint-Michel, the Pont de Normandy, and we'd go down that little bit of coastline almost till you hit the Atlantic. And there's some great riding roads down there. You know, you look at the Bretons, they produce Bernard, you know, the most decorated French Tour de France winner. So those sort of areas, the Caen, you know, they're brilliant. So, yeah, they might be sprinter's days, as we saw when the tour went to that part of the world for to celebrate the Normandy landings and stuff. There was a lot of kind of sprints, you know, the Utah Beach stage and... But, you know, they're great roads, great passionate fans, they'd be ideal areas. From there, we'd kind of cut in, because we're going sort of like a lap and a bit, and we're going anti-clockwise. We'd cut in towards, like, the Dordogne, and sort of head towards Toulouse, Po, that sort of area, to get us into the Pyrenees. We'd probably take in, you know, a classic Pyrenean climb, like Luzardiden, that used to be proper... You know, proper regular in the tour, not so much nowadays. I believe that's because of logistical reasons getting the tour up there. Probably would avoid Hautacam, but you know, we're looking for those classic Pyrenean mountains, getting as many of them in as possible before we kind of head across towards that Mediterranean coast. You know, we might even skirt into Andorra or dip into even Spain, somewhere like Girona, and take in some mountains there before getting in the hot, humid Mistral conditions along that Perpignan, Toulon, Nice, Carcassonne, Narbonne sort of region, and sort of start heading up those transitional stages. I always find the transitional stages in the Tour are great between the Alps and the Pyrenees. You know, David Miller's won a couple of stages in that sort of area, one with Cofidis, one when he his last Tour stage into Lyon with Garmin. So we're looking at getting some of those areas of the centre of France investigated and ridden, and the wind blows and it's always hot. Great, you know, think of last year's crosswind stage to Montpellier, I believe it was, with Sagan and Froome. Brilliant racing. And then we're going to go into the Alps. We are going to keep tradition and go to Alpe d'Huez, classic stage finish, important for the race, you know, it keeps the local economy going for years around there. It's difficult to know what other mountains we'd want to take in. I think the Galibier, it'd be nice to do something a little bit different. I enjoyed the Dauphiné stage that went up the Cerene. So whether you could almost, you know, accept the Tour de France might not necessarily get up there, but maybe you could have a stage finish one day to Alpe d'Huez and a mountain time trial up the Cerene the next day, because that wouldn't make a massive impact on the logistics. And then we're kind of on the backtrack towards Paris, 2 and a bit weeks in probably. We might have a nice time trial in the Champagne region. Before, you know, maybe even a couple of little flat stages into Paris. For us, that is our ideal look at the Tour. That is our ideal Tour de France. So, just to recap, we're starting in Luxembourg. We're skirting across towards Normandy and Brittany. There might be a transfer or a team time trial in there. Down that Brittany-Normandy coast before cutting in towards the Dordogne. Then jetting, maybe even physically jetting south, but maybe a transitional stage to get us south into the Pyrenees. A couple of good days in the Pyrenees, a couple of excellent transitional stages across the Mistral, before some showpiece days in the Alps. We might even have the time trial before that, or after it, before, I think the Champagne time trial, of course. So after it, before we cruise back into Paris. With a deserving winner, because that would be a pretty tough tour. And hopefully, you know, maybe even the Paris stage would be, I remember the Disneyland Paris stage, maybe we'd have a Disneyland Paris to Champs-Élysées stage. I seem to remember that being particularly photogenic. I think it was Miguel Indurain with Mickey Mouse. So for us, that's our ideal tour. What's your ideal tour? Let us know. You've got the Facebook, you've got Twitter, you can contact us through the website, of course, at fendrian.eu. Yeah, tell us about it. And let's see how the next 3 weeks go. Maybe the route that they've chosen this year is the ideal tour. I know that you know, Christian Prudhomme and Thierry Gouvenou work very hard on their tour route every year, refining every year, looking for something slightly different. You know, maybe for many, the ideal tour would have, you know, Lacet de Montvernier, or it'd have to go up the Tourmalet or something like that. So it's all a particularly personal thing as well, because every time the tour route comes out, you know, someone gets a massive amount of abuse for saying they like it on the internet and some people not. So yeah, it's all very personal. So that's it really for this week's show. A quick run through of what we thought. No Google Earth, no Google Maps, especially not with their fines for that the other day. But that's a quick run through of what we would like an ideal Tour de France to look like. For the next 3 weeks, we'll be covering the race, of course. Sadly, not from some Breton fishing village eating moules and frites topped with delicious garlic sauce and sinking a nice Pelforth, but you know, hey, we're going to enjoy it, whatever happens. Listen back to last week's show if you didn't catch that for our predictions of what's going to happen. In the meantime, only remains for us to say vive la Tour, and let's hope it's a good clean fight and the best man wins, and in La Course the best woman wins. We've been the Fendrian Cast, and we'll speak to you again next week.